Welcome to this introduction to Manhunt, written and directed by Robert Icke. The audio described performance will be on Saturday the 26th of April at 1:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 12 p.m. The introductory notes will start 15 minutes before the performance. The production lasts for approximately 1 hour and 45 minutes without an interval. Latecomers will not be admitted, and there is a no re-entry policy. It will be audio described by Jenny Stewart Cosgrove and Miranda Yates. This show has an age recommendation of 14+, and contains strobe, haze, and loud noises. One scene plays out as a prolonged period of complete blackout. The Royal Court website tells us, on July 1, 2010, Raoul Moat was released from Durham Prison. The events of the next few days would leave a man murdered, a police officer blinded, a woman fighting for her life, and spark the biggest manhunt in UK history. The story follows those events whilst also taking us back and forth in the timeline of Raoul Moat's life, using short vignettes to weave together a picture of the man and his experiences. Scenes change quickly and fluidly, using overlapping dialogue, entrances and exits, and a combination of live and recorded video footage. The action unfolds in the northeast of England, and most characters speak with a Tyneside accent. The stark and industrial-style setting is initially viewed through the bars of a black metal grid, a cage-like wall that stretches the 8-metre width and height of the space. Stretching across in front is a four-stage a couple of metres deep. Behind the cage is a rectangular platform about 8 metres wide and 5 metres deep, painted in a dull pale grey. The platform is raised about 40 centimetres higher than the four stage in front and the surrounding stage floor to the far sides, which is also darker in tone. At the back of the stage is a narrow corridor backed by tall panels of beaten steel, lending a cold metallic feel to the space. About a metre in front of the steel panels are four tall opaque screens, 1.5 metres in width. These create versatile openings to the various locations we visit, including prison cells and houses. Initially, harsh light spills from four strip lights that hang high above head height along the corridor. The live and recorded video projections that feature throughout the production appear across the bars of the cage and on the brushed steel wall at the back. Initially, the cage transforms into a semi-translucent screen, and through it we see Raoul pacing behind its bars while simultaneous overhead surveillance-style footage of him plays out across the screen. The story is punctuated at points by the bright white text of significant dates, as well as images of text messages and social media posts displayed on a metre-wide banner that runs across the top of the cage. Props and other items are minimal, with just a couple of plain white-top tables and chairs to indicate locations. Later in the story, as Raoul goes on the run in the Northumbrian countryside, the space is deconstructed to just the bare steel walls at the back and the platform. The walls are lit to reflect a cloudy evening skyline, and the platform is covered by moorland scrub, with a ragged blue one-man pop-up tent resting in between one of several clumps of tangled bushes. There's a cast of 8 actors, 5 men and 3 women. Some of the actors play more than one role. Raoul Moat is a white man of 37. Mid-height, he has an athletic build with a muscular torso and arms, a thick-set neck, and his head is shaved smooth, glistening with sweat as the action progresses, the blue veins by his temples bulging when he flies into a rage. His brown eyes glower with unnerving intensity, and he blinks with frenetic exaggeration. They are hooded by thick dark brows. His thin-lipped mouth is hard-set and serious. He only smiles as a challenge to others, raising his eyebrows and goading with a jerky nod of his head. He's dressed in black joggers and a black zip-up hoodie with white trainers. When he takes the hoodie off, he reveals a grey vest top that shows off a huge black and blue ink tattoo that covers the whole of his upper left arm. It has two hands bursting up from the earth, the fingers coiled around the base of a flaming torch. The flames lick his shoulders and lines of light radiate out across the top of his chest. Later, he appears in a vivid orange t-shirt, black canvas trousers, and has a blue denim baseball cap. Raoul prowls rather than walks, pacing with a barely concealed anger, and when roused, flares in violent physical outbursts. We also meet Raoul as a little boy of about 8, skinny and blonde, dressed in denim shorts, scuffed trainers, and an orange t-shirt. Samantha, or Sam, is Ral's girlfriend and mother to his child. She's a white woman in her early 20s, with a petite build, pale skin, and intelligent blue eyes. She has a mass of blonde curly hair that she wears tied up in a bouncy ponytail. Small gold hoops glitter on her earlobes, and a thin gold chain with a heart-shaped trinket hangs around her slender neck. Sam is dressed in light blue denim flared jeans, teamed with a dusky pink vest top, worn under a pale pink hoodie with a zip front. Later, Sam appears in a loose-fitting floral summer dress, with thin straps and a flowing skirt. Her hair hangs loose, and her feet are bare. The couple have a little girl of about 5 years old. She has blonde hair in a small ponytail and a bright-eyed, smiling face. She scampers in wearing faded blue denim jeans and a baby pink fleece. Carl is Raoul's childhood friend, a white man in his 30s with a soft-featured face, blue eyes, shaggy light brown hair and a short beard. He's tall with a large physique that gives him a heavy plod. He's dressed in black joggers worn with a khaki green t-shirt and a navy blue shell suit jacket and finished with scuff white trainers. Later, he changes his top for a grey jersey body warmer. Carl stands impassive, arms limply hanging by his side, toes turned in a little, looking to others for cues as to how he should behave or react. Julie is a friend and neighbour of Sam's, a white woman in her late 50s with a bird-like frame encased in skinny jeans, her grey top worn off her bony shoulders, her bare feet slipped into flat warm pumps. Julie's wispy blonde hair hangs thinly to her collar, and her blue eyes burn with malice. She has a fag clamped between her fingers and takes long, rapid drags as she speaks. The same actor also plays the following small parts. Ral's Nana, also a smoker, she shuffles in brown slippers and has a long rust-coloured cardi pulled tightly around her thin body. A social worker with a rigid posture and superior air, dressed in a grey straight skirt, sheer tights and black loafers, she has a smart white blouse and a mustard-coloured cardigan. A doctor with an RP accent and an expensive pale blue blouse, and a prosecutor in a black gown with a serious expression. Andy is another friend of Ral's. A tall, angular white man in his late 50s with short, light grey hair sticking out from underneath a flat cap. His weathered face has a ruddy hue and he has tired blue eyes. He wears dark grey canvas overalls and workman's laced boots. The same actor also plays a solicitor who sits hunched over a table of papers, elbows resting on it, palms open, in exasperation. He peers at his client through black framed glasses with thick lenses. His grey suit is crumpled and his light grey shirt creased. He has a coordinating tie and black leather shoes. At one point, he plays Ral's mum's boyfriend, storming in, towering over the little boy, fists clenched. Later, the same actor appears as Paul Gascoigne, Gazza. He shambles in, clutching a plastic carrier bag, and sits on the ground with his feet flat and his knees angled towards his arms, resting on his kneecaps. Gazza is animated, his face coming alive with every emotion he feels passing across his brow. He's dressed in a shapeless green t-shirt and grey fleece jacket and faded blue jeans. Ral is questioned by a female prosecutor, a white woman in her 40s with a professional air, measured stance and considered gestures. She has collar-length brown hair, held back from her makeup-free face in a neat low bun. She's dressed in black trousers with flat black shoes and a white blouse. Over this, she wears her barrister's black robe. It hangs to her calf and has batwing sleeves. The same actor also plays the following small parts. Ral's mum, when he's a little boy, and when he's a grown man. First in a pink and grey check shirt, she bristles in with indifference and fusses around her boyfriend. When older, she has a long, shapeless grey cardigan gathered around her and a stoop to her narrow shoulders. We also meet Chris, Sam's new boyfriend, a tall athletic man of mixed heritage in his late 20s. He's dressed for a night out in an ironed pale blue shirt, tucked into his blue jeans, and teamed with spotless white trainers. His black hair is cropped very short, and he has an easy, relaxed manner, large brown eyes, and a warm smile. Later, he plays another friend of Ral's, Sean, in a Newcastle United football shirt with Northern Rock emblazoned across the front, one under a navy shell suit and battered trainers. He has a gormless expression and shifts awkwardly from foot to foot as he listens. The same actor also plays one of two police officers. Both wear the uniform of black trousers and white short-sleeved shirts with black epaulettes on their shoulders, with white lettering on them that reads HMP Service. The other is a white man in his late 40s, with brown hair slicked back and a snarling curl to his lip. He's physical and rough, handy with his fists, and with little to say. Cast and production credits. Samuel Edward Cook plays Raoul Moat. Sally Mesham plays Raoul's partner Samantha. Trevor Fox plays Raoul's solicitor, his friend Andy, and Gazza. Leo James plays Sean. Danny Corain plays Carl. Patricia Jones plays Julie, Raoul's nana, and a prosecutor. Angela Lonsdale plays Raoul's mum, Sam's mum, and a prosecutor. Nicholas Tennant plays PC David Rathband. The children are played by Audrin Riddell, Zoe Bryan, Nathan Jago, and Madeline McKenna. The designer is Hildegard Bechler. Lighting designer is Azusa Ono. Sound designer is Tom Gibbons. The video designer is Ash J. Woodward. Manhunt is written and directed by Robert Icke. This is the end of the introduction to Manhunt at the Royal Court Theatre. If you have any questions or need further assistance, please contact the box office on 020 7565 5000.